Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
If I'm being honest, like, I'm still mentally at the rainbow plant thing at Lowe's. Like, that's where I'm at. But anyway, okay, just, you know, just wanted to establish that. Okay, so there's, like, a lot of people sometimes, they, you know, they get into disputes and they resolve them. And sometimes they don't. And sometimes they just light the person with whom they're arguing on fire. Like this one Florida man did in Tampa. On Sunday, he was arrested because he poured gas on a dude and then lit him on fire. Two dudes in Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released this info, said that two dudes got into a verbal argument at a mobile gas station, and it caused then Earl Hargrove Jr. to go get some gas from the pump, and then instead of using the gas to fill up his car, he poured it on the victim and then lit him on fire. He purchased the gas, though, and then, like, went and, you know. The victim was transported to Tampa General, where they're currently treating life-threatening injuries. So they charged Hargrove with first-degree attempted murder and aggravated battery. He's being held without bond in Hillsborough County Jail. I just want to know what you were arguing over that you felt the need to light a dude on fire. Like, my gosh. Okay, so a drunk woman literally just sped down a Florida beach, narrowly missing families. And it's on video. It is crazy. Although the video is a little, it's a little jumpy. I think it's this website. Florida woman was arrested on Memorial Day weekend. She was driving erratically. She almost hit several families, their kids and pets at Smyrna Dunes Park. 26-year-old Sarah Ramsamy ended up plowing into a tree after Volusia deputies believed that she was speeding down the beach at 50 miles per hour. They said she barely missed a kid by inches. And they approached her. She and her passenger were standing in the sand. They asked what happened. She goes, I'm not sure. I was the driver. Okay, clearly. And they arrested her. They said that she had 0.153, so two times the legal limit. That's what happened. Don't drive drunk on the beach in Florida. Don't. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. DHS has been involved in, including issuing an advisory about rising threats against the Alphabet community. Now, what did I tell you? Was this in our headlines last segment or last hour where I said that one of the target bombing, there was a target bombing of targets, a threat called in, and when it was investigated, it was determined to be an Alphabet activist. Yeah. Okay, so that was an Alphabet activist that was threatening to bomb targets. So DHS has issued, according, and this is from ABC. This is an ABC story. They said threats against the Alphabet, and the reason I say Alphabet's because it's LGBTQIA+. I don't even know what half the hell that means. Community intensifying, Department of Homeland Security. They said anti-Alphabet legislation has been introduced in recent months. ABC breathlessly reports, quote, threats of violence against the Alphabet community are on the rise and intensifying, according to a new briefing by the Department of Homeland Security. They distributed this at the beginning of the month. They said that these issues are inspiring threats and calls to violence against the Alphabet community. For instance, this is an actual paragraph in here from a quote from DHS. Quote, high profile attacks against schools and faith-based institutions, like the recent shooting in Nashville, have historically served as inspiration for individuals to conduct copycat attacks, end quote. They're referring to a mass shooting that was carried out by a chick who identified as a boy and was a trans activist. How is that inspiring threats against the Alphabet community when a member, an activist member of said community, literally shot up a school? You're claiming they're on the bodies of these kids and adults that were killed and targeted because of their faith or their faith association, the fact that they were Christians, targeted by this Alphabet activist. Now DHS is saying, no, the threats are against, I mean, no, it seems like the threats were against the Christians there. They said, well, there's been social media chatter. They said, guys, this is an actual sentence. Am I? Okay. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I feel like Mugatu from Zoolander here for a second. Let me read you this sentence. DHS analysts also cite social media chatter celebrating the recent mass shooting at a Nashville church school. Who were the people out there celebrating this and pushing it and trying to protect it? Because it wasn't people who were considered to be opposite of the Alphabet community. I saw everyone from The View to, I mean, who, all these people on the left were out there running defense for this murderer. What are they talking about? This is insane. This is a psyop. It is an absolute psyop. Because they are insisting that a radical member of the Alphabet community shooting up a school, a Christian school, means that the Alphabet community is the victim. Doesn't make any sense. And they cite all these other bills, like they keep going back to the Don't Say Gay bill, the Florida bill, which for the umpteenth time, that phrase nor the word gay is nowhere in the bill. And furthermore, I went to Florida after they passed the bill and I got out and on the tarmac, I went gay and nobody did anything. So nothing happened. That was about allowing parents to consent to age appropriate material in the library. The issue was with age inappropriate material that was appearing in the library, graphic novels that showcased the individuals in the graphic novels engaging in intercourse graphically. And that parents were like, why should our sixth graders have access to this? Seems like it's age inappropriate. And all the left and the celebrities are going, that means you can't say gay. If your sixth grader can't go into a elementary school library and read a graphic novel about two dudes having sex, then I mean, I guess you can't say gay in Florida. Make Hunter's safety a mandatory class and watch how fast they switch. Golly. They said 14 states have passed laws restricting. It's not about the restrict. No one's telling an adult that they can't do something. They're saying when you're talking about strangers' kids, age inappropriateness. Nobody is even advocating for the government to tell people what they can and can't do. I don't know any conservative that's advocating for that. All anyone is saying is that we have age restrictions on like strip clubs. Maybe if it's a drag brunch and there's a dude wearing a thong shaking his ass in front of everyone, maybe make sure your kids aren't in the front row. Now, I get the capital L libertarian argument that's like, well, the parents want to mess up their kids and let them mess up their kids. I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it. I just think, no, I don't agree with it. I think that. I also think that sidebar, that is predicated upon having a virtuous society. And if you remember what Madison had said, not just Madison, but also Adams and everyone else, that virtue is absolutely, you know, a cornerstone of freedom. Because from virtuous people, you have virtuous leaders. And when you have everything going to hell in a handbasket, well, then there you go. Your representation will match it. So will culture. So you can't really leave your kids to the lions that are the parlance of our times or the culture of our times, can you? I don't know. That's a separate debate. But to me, this looks like a hurt and rescue kind of thing. doesn't it? I feel like it is. I mean, it is a psyop. I think it is a psyop.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kane, this might interest you because you're kind of a 90s, you know, coming of age young adult as well. 90s video games and Vegas neighborhood streets. At Las Vegas, I think this is our friend Larry who sent this over. Las Vegas neighborhood has streets named after a 90s video game franchise. It's in Henderson, Nevada, and it's part of the Cadence Master Planning Community. And they said that it's done by Harmony Homes, and they have all the street names are inspired by Pokemon. So all the creatures. So they have like Jigglypuff Street, which is actually kind of amazing.
Meet me at Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Right. Yes, right. So that's kind of neat. I mean, it's different. I mean, that would, I would want to know who lived there. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Right. All right. So Indiana, I did not know this band existed, is going to live, guys, just in time for summer. The ban on throwing stars in Indiana is lifted. Under Senate and Rolled Act 77, Indiana is going to regulate throwing stars the way that they do any other knife-like weapon, which includes a ban on school property. Business owners say they're taking advantage of it. They have people coming into the Flying Squirrel X thrown in Speedway. They said that people are wanting to like throw stars as well. He said, but he's going to dull the edges of some of the blades. But I want a throwing star.
Right.
I want nunchucks after I saw seeing John Wick 4. Like, I am hell-bent on becoming an expert at nunchucks now, because that was amazing. What is this? Oh, this is the Chicago Mpox outbreak. I don't even know what this is. A cluster of Mpox?
Monkeypox.
This is the monkeypox?
Yeah.
Heralded as a... They said that the way that they responded to these outbreaks in 2022 was considered a public success. But they said that now there's, like, a problem in Chicago. I don't know. I would think that the shootings are, like, the big issue. And China rejected the Biden administration's request for a meeting between their military leaders. Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us next. Do any of you have an issue with, like, the Pride merch? Can I just say I was at Lowe's over the weekend, right? I had to get some, because we have a volunteer garden. We were, like, redoing part of the garden. We were at Lowe's and I noticed a number of the plants there had, I don't know, maybe I have it on my phone. I'm going to send this to Slack so you guys can see it. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but I saw we were at Lowe's and there, you know, they have all the plants out in the front, the garden center. So you have like your tomato plants and, you know, your peppers and all this other stuff. And so while we were there getting some of the things, there was like this whole section that I guess I was trying to fit there were a whole section of planters that were like rainbow and rainbow planters, but not like decorative. You know what I mean? It was like message rainbow, and they had like whole parts of their garden center in like rainbow. Now we don't really look at it and think rainbow anymore. We look at it and we think, oh, that's the alphabet stuff. Kane's seen it. Okay. So Kane, those are statement plants, correct? Those are the vegetables for the gay people.
Yeah, it appears that it would be.
So the gay people at Lowe's, and they didn't have any other message on it. It was just that.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Like with the plants? Because, I mean, until Juan shows it up. I mean, this is on my phone that I'm showing to the simulcast viewers. It looks like there's some impatience. And then they had a whole other section where there were some, pepper plants or something. I'm like, who? Are these gay peppers? So that means I guess you're not going to get volunteers. So, I mean, that was why does it have to go that far? I have to buy plants now based on how I have sex with people. That's where we're at with activism. It's a parallel economy. I'm only going to buy the plants that represent having sex with other people that have the same genitals as them because that's how I shop. It goes so far. Who does this stuff?
Was it just this one rack?
No, there was way more. Yeah, there was totally more. But I was trying to surreptitiously take a photo. Like, I was going about my business, and I'm like, I am not here to start anything. I am a busy person, and I'm in a bad mood. You know, because you guys can't tell, but I'm wearing, like, this big, long thing because I'm sunburnt. I never get sunburnt because I'm, like, religious about SPF. And apparently, I kind of forgot. So, you know, I literally look like a red pepper. And Oh, for those of you who are like, oh, Dana, I'm watching the simulcast. No, you don't. No, that's called, that is called, ladies and gentlemen, cover up makeup. That's what that's called. But so I, you know, I didn't want to be out there. I was like, you know, just I wanted to get my stuff and go.
Well, it looks like they're charging $15 for a poorly made.
There's literally a whole, there's like a whole section in the front that had the rainbow stuff. You can see it from the parking lot.
Right.
You know, like you can a drag queen. I mean, it's like, you know, you can see it. It's pretty visible. I'm like, why do you have to have things sectioned off like this? These are the gay plants. And I even made a joke. And someone who was there apparently did not appreciate it because I was near a woman and this dude. And I was like, oh, I guess this is where the gay people get their plants. And this woman kind of gave me a look. And I was like, don't. I'm like, don't even. Not
maybe
in the mood.
That, maybe that Lowe's has sales success with
you
that
know, that's the thing. I don't care. The plants, here's the difference. Here's the difference. They're not going after, I mean, are they using kids as the measure of acceptance? Well, I don't feel accepted by society unless I can shake my thonged ass in front of your children. I mean, yeah, that's where we're at. This is a plant in a thing. So I didn't, I'm like, eh, I don't care. I mean, it's a, you know, you can market however you want to. I think it's stupid and I'm making fun of it on air, as is my right. And I'll probably write a whole post making fun of it later and put it on Twitter and make fun of it and Instagram and make fun of it. But you're not shaking your thing in front of kids. So you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. If you want, I mean, if you want to show everyone, look, everyone, I'm getting this plant to show you how I have sex with other people. Look at me putting this. Where is the plant for the people who, like, cut their sandwiches vertically and not triangularly? I think that's just as important in representation.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.